What if the key to your electric vehicle, your wind turbine, or your most advanced defense system relied on a single, volatile supply chain? This week, a U.S. company began the first commercial shipments of a technology designed to break that dependency. It's the first new permanent magnet material in decades, and it could rewrite the map for global manufacturing. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful convergence of technology and geopolitics. The race to invent new materials is being supercharged by artificial intelligence, just as the scramble to secure supply chains for those materials intensifies. We'll be covering the AI-driven R&D boom, the real-world progress in decoupling from rare earth supply chains, and the EU's bold new strategy to achieve resource independence by mining its own waste. It's a profound shift in how things are designed, made, and sourced. Troy, let's start with invention itself. We hear about AI everywhere, but a recent preprint published on July 9th suggests it's fundamentally changing how we discover new materials. What's the big picture here?
The big picture is speed and precision. Traditional materials discovery is a slow trial and error process. AI is changing that by using predictive modeling, generative AI, and what's called inverse design. Instead of testing thousands of compounds, researchers can now tell an AI the properties they need, say high thermal resistance and low weight, and the AI proposes entirely new material structures to achieve it.
So this isn't just theory. Are we seeing real-world tools that companies can use?
Absolutely. On July 7th, the U.S. Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory unveiled ChemGraph. It's an AI tool running on their Aurora supercomputer that can screen millions of potential material compositions in days, a process that used to take years. And in the private sector, on July 6th, German deep tech startup Alchem just raised 8 million euros to scale its own AI-driven materials discovery engine.
Okay, so for a U.S. or European manufacturer in, say, aerospace, what does this actually mean?
It means your innovation cycle is about to be drastically compressed. The ability to rapidly design bespoke materials for specific applications is a massive competitive advantage. It also means a competitor using these tools could develop a superior, cheaper, or more sustainable material and render your current products obsolete much faster than you anticipate.
And for trading companies and distributors, how do they navigate this?
They need to be vigilant. New materials will create new markets and disrupt existing ones. The key is to monitor these AI-driven platforms and startups like Alchem to anticipate the next generation of high-performance polymers, alloys, or composites. Early partnerships could secure distribution rights for a game-changing new material.
So the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Two things. First, task your R&D and strategy teams to evaluate these AI materials platforms for your own product development. Second, initiate a technology threat assessment. How could a competitor, using these tools, create a material that leapfrogs your entire product line?
That speed of innovation leads directly to our next topic, Troy, critical materials. On July 2nd, U.S.-based Niron Magnetics made a huge announcement. They've begun commercial shipments of a new kind of magnet. Why is this so important?
Because these are the first high-performance, rare-earth-free permanent magnets to hit the market in decades. They're based on an iron nitride technology. This is a direct challenge to the global dominance of neodymium-based magnets, whose supply chain is over 90% controlled by China.
So this is a major step in supply chain decoupling. Is this an isolated event or a part of a bigger trend?
It's the leading edge of a very clear, coordinated trend. On July 1st, the Japanese giant Proterio, formerly Hitachi Metals, announced a $225 million investment to build a new rare earth magnet plant in India with a capacity of 1,200 metric tons per year. And on July 7th, U.S. firm RE Alloys and South Korea's JS Link signed a letter of intent to create a fully integrated North American rare earth magnet platform, from raw material to finished product.
What does this mean for a European automotive OEM or a U.S. defense contractor?
It means for the first time, they have viable, high-performance alternatives from geopolitically stable regions. This de-risks the production of everything from EV motors to guided missile systems. It introduces competition, which should lead to more stable, predictable pricing in the long term, breaking the monopoly hold.
And if I'm a distributor for industrial components? This is a massive opportunity. The market is actively seeking non-Chinese suppliers. Your job is to get ahead of a curve. Engage with companies like Niron, Proterio, and the new ReAlloys venture. Understand their qualification timelines. Niron is already targeting a 15 to 24-month qualification period with defense clients.
The actionable insight for executives in these sectors seems pretty straightforward.
It is. If you rely on high-performance magnets, you should be initiating qualification testing for these new rare earth-free options immediately. Contact these emerging suppliers to understand their production roadmaps and secure future capacity. This is about building supply chain resilience for the next decade.
This push for new supply chains isn't just happening in the private sector. In Europe, a major policy shift is underway. The EU Advanced Materials Act is expected this year, and on July 8th, a key recommendation from its scientific advisors was published. What did it say?
The recommendation is to prioritize industrial-scale recycling of e-waste over opening new mines. The EU is defining strategic autonomy not just as digging up its own resources, but as mastering the circular economy. They call it urban mining.
Mining old iPhones and servers for critical materials. It's a compelling idea, but is the technology actually capable of doing this at scale and with the required purity?
The technology is maturing at the perfect time. A great example comes from a Texas-based company, Momentum Technologies. On July 3rd, they announced they had used their proprietary membrane solvent extraction process to recover 99.9% pure neodymium praseodymium oxide from e-waste. That purity level is critical. It exceeds the 99% threshold required for defense and EV applications.
So, how does this EU policy directly affect a European manufacturer?
It's a clear signal of future regulation. Expect mandates on recycled content in your products. It will also create a new, local source of raw materials, which could insulate you from global price shocks. For U.S. manufacturers, this presents an opportunity to become leaders in circular design and export that expertise.
What's the impact on trading companies and distributors?
An entirely new commodity class is being created: high-purity, recycled critical materials. This requires new logistics, new processing partnerships, and new trading platforms. Companies that build the infrastructure for this circular supply chain will be the winners.
So what should an executive consider doing now ahead of this act?
If you operate in the EU, you need to begin auditing your products for recycled content potential and designing for disassembly. For all Western companies, it's time to explore partnerships with recycling technology firms like Momentum. The goal is to create closed-loop systems for your own end-of-life products, turning a waste liability into a valuable asset.
Troy, an incredible amount of strategic movement this week. If you had to boil it down, what are the three key takeaways for executives?
First, AI is no longer a future concept in R&D. It is a live, commercial, competitive weapon for materials discovery. If you aren't using it, your competitors soon will be. Second, the great decoupling of critical supply chains is not just talk. Viable, rare earth-free magnets are now shipping commercially, and new production is being built in allied nations. The time to engage these new suppliers is now. And third, policy is creating new markets. The EU's pivot to a circular economy means recycled, high-purity materials are about to become a strategic resource.
And the overarching action item?
The winning strategy integrates all three. Use AI to design new products with these alternative materials, source them from these resilient new supply chains, and build in recyclability from day one. That's how you build a competitive advantage for the coming decade.
Powerful insights to end on. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Troy, thank you.
My pleasure, Susie.
Join us again next week for your strategic briefing on the technology that shapes your industry. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. For deeper analysis and transcripts, visit us at troytech.ai. Thanks for listening.